Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hill moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hill trying to get to home. Butler throws the ball into Allenson, who tags Hill, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Willard hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Willard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo. Hill reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Doug Bear now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bocht. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Thornton moves to third. Hall moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Thornton scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-3, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into left field. Canseco picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Canseco. Hall scores. Franco moves to third. Castillo moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to home to get Franco. Castillo moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Scott Bales now pitching. Rick Peters pinch hits for Jerry Willard. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Bathe now catching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Dave Leeper now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Mike Davis. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Stewart now pitching. Jose Canseco now playing right field. Dusty Baker now playing left field. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Bathe and he is safe. Franco steals second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Bathe interferes with Allenson, who is awarded first base. Castillo moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bathe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.